Blog Talk Radio.
God is bigger, bigger than anything you can imagine. And the other part to this song is, who you gonna believe? That's not your portion. You got to know that God is bigger than whatever you're dealing with.
Thank you.
You're bigger, you're bigger, you're bigger, you're bigger.
Understanding that she's been on the ventilator, and it sort of like brought tears to my eyes. I hate it for her because she was such a great, and she's such a great influence on the program. And I dedicated that song to her. He's bigger than that. He's bigger than whatever you can imagine. He's bigger, and I just want to play a little bit more. And then we're going to ask Pastor Bell if she would give us a word of prayer after this song. Again, this goes out to Evangelist Sharon. You just got to know us, man. You got to know who's bigger than that.
Because I know the devil. I know he's an opponent. So he's not going to tell me the truth. So many times the devil tells me I'm not something, I always say I am that. Anytime the devil tells me I am something, I always say I'm not that. I know that God is bigger. I know that God is bigger.
I know you know. There's others out there that know. And I'm asking you, please join in with us in agreement with the belief of total healing for this, our sister, our friend, God's evangelist, Sister Sharon. For those that heard those songs, that's what that was for. It's sort of let you know God is bigger than that. Pastor Bill from Akron, Ohio.
Amen, amen. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. And I stand in agreement with you also, Pastor. Good afternoon, everyone. Amen, amen. And we all need to know God is bigger than any situation we're going through. And I thank God that his word teaches us that. So from Luke, the 18th chapter and verse 27. And it reads from the King James, and he said, the things which are impossible with men are possible with God. Amen. Heavenly Father, as we come before you today in the name of Jesus, we're thanking you for the songs that went out for our dear sister, our evangelist, our friend, asking you, Father God, that you will touch her in her body, that she will have a complete and total healing, Father God, and that she will have a testimony for you, Lord. Father God, we ask that you will bless each and every one that is on this broadcast today, Father God, those that are listening by internet, for you know what they are facing also, Father God. And we know you are a healer, Father God. We know you are a deliverer. We know, Father God, you can do all things, Father
yes.
God. And
yes.
What we have to do is trust you today and lean and depend on you, Father God, knowing that you're working things out for our good. Father God, we don't know what each person is going through, but you know. And so we ask that you will be whatever they need, Father God, right now in the name of Jesus, that they will give you praise, that they will know it is from you, Father God. And we bind up anything and everything to try to come up against the listeners, those that are listening by internet, our pastor, Lord, we bind in anything up, negativity, any evil darts to try to come our way, we binding that up, Father God, because the word tells us greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. So, Father God, we standing on your word today, and we ask that each and every one of us will join together and be on one accord, and that we're able to pray for our sister, and not only her, but those that are bereaved, Father God, them also, Father God. May they have perfect peace, because you tell us that in your word. So we're thanking you for your word today, Father God. We ask that you continue to bless our pastor and use him mightily, Holy Ghost, as he continue in the word and teaches that word, so we're able to receive the word. And Lord, we give you praise for all things in Christ Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. Pastor Bill for that profound prayer. Listen, brothers and sisters, I want to say there's a lot of things it's on my heart right now. It's heavy for a lot of reasons. I think it's a time that family members need to be praying for one another and loving on one another. I was trying to find her name, but she's Miss America. black girl. She's 30 years old. She committed suicide. Killed herself.
Have mercy.
Had all the good things going for her. I mean, I don't know what she was going through, but somebody should have gotten to her and said, hey, I'm here for you. It doesn't matter what you've been through. You got pregnant. It doesn't matter. That's the kind of love we got to have for one another.
Yeah. Amen.
It doesn't matter what you did, Pastor, to me. I love you. People, that's important. That's getting eternally ready. When you said, you know, there's other people who you might know that's going through some things. Listen, brother and sister, I really came today to talk about, you know, the steps that we need to take to bring results. And I wanted to talk about prayer that brings results and what it got to be based on. Now, these are the things I wanted to talk about today. So let me put a pin there for a moment. I'm not even sure what subject God wants me to talk about, but it's about prayer that brings results. There's prayers that don't bring results, but there are prayers that bring results. And before I go any further, I want to tell you that Evangelist Sharon, the little bit I was able to get from her, she's holding on, brothers and sisters. Her faith is in the Word of God. She encouraged me today, keep on preaching that good word, Pastor.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
She said she know God is able. That's it.
Amen.
I may be dedicating this whole program today to Evangelist Sharon because of her faith. See, I love when I hear faith. I love when people say to me, hey, I know faith. Listen, brothers, that's part of the preparation of the gospel is getting people into faith and assuring them that they have weapons to fight this devil with.
Yes. Amen.
You know, the devil don't have the last say of this. She said that. That told me. That told me something. She said the devil don't have the last say on her life.
Hallelujah.
I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, it's just really, and with so much going on, God had me sending out texts this morning and telling people, hey, reach some family member that you hadn't been in touch with them. Let them know that you love them. They can talk to you about anything, no matter what it is, drug habits, alcohol, sex. These people, you might think they have mental illness. And that's probably true from a world perspective, but these people are possessed, and they need the love of God in their life. And by you reaching out, you might have been the last person they thought that would reach out to them. So tell your grandchildren. Tell them it ain't that bad. Tell your loved one. Hey, I'm here for you. You need to talk to somebody. Hey, can I just really be plain with you? Just tell them. They don't do that stupid. If you think about doing suicide, you think about committing suicide, call me. Talk to me. And then ask the Holy Ghost.
He'll give you what to say.
God will give you, brothers and sisters. But you don't have no control when you go and kill yourself. When you going to ask for forgiveness? You can't do it before because you haven't done it. You have to ask. Key word. Okay?
Yeah.
Know that no weapons formed. None of Satan's weapons. He has a bunch of lines. He got a lot of weapons. But no weapons against you shall prosper. So we definitely want to keep your sister in prayer, Evangelist Sharon in prayer. I've known people who came off of ventilators. So, ventilators don't have the last say in your life. That's not who's going to have the last say. God is going to have the last say in your life. And she did something today that blessed me. See, we ought to take this as an example because it's a very important lesson. Remember Peter among a lot of things I could say. But Peter had experience. That's what you got to know about Peter. Peter had experience. He was the one that said to Jesus, when Jesus said, who the man said that I, the Son of Man, am? Peter was going to raise his hands and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't allow Satan to slip in his life. Remember right before Jesus got crucified? Satan had slipped in. And Jesus said to Peter, you're offense to get me. He didn't call him Peter. He called him Satan. He said, get henceforth behind me. Come to Peter. Believe me, brother. So you got to know who the God of this world. And we're going to talk about that this week. So you'll know there's a difference between God Almighty, the God of Abraham, Jacob. You'll know there's a difference.
Yeah,
we're going to talk about that God this week. But she impressed me because I'm reminded of what 1 Peter 5, 8, and 9 say. I'm going to ask Pastor to read that out of the Messenger Bible. And as she finds it in the Messenger Bible, he said, be sober. Be vigilant. Because your adversary, you got adversaries, if you like it or not. And he called him the devil. He had this experience. He knew what it was to let the devil take over his life. He said the devil, as a roaring lion, walking about seeking whom he may devour, who resists steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world.
Have mercy. Amen, amen. And that was 1 Peter 5.
And
the verse
9, yes, ma'am.
Okay.
8 and 9.
Keep a cool head. Stay alert. The devil is posed to pounce and would like nothing better than to catch you napping. Keep your guard up. You're not the only ones plunged into this hard times. Amen, amen. Praise God.
I'm going to say this. Thank you, Pastor. The first part is directed, referred to the person character. See, if you listen to what he's saying, tell you to be sober. Well, to be sober is not to be drunk. Pay attention.
Amen.
To what's going on around you. And be alert. Be aware. Remember we came from Ephesians 6 this last week, and we're talking about the prayer being one of our weapons. Brothers and sisters, go ahead on and claim it. We must be sober. And claim and collect what belongs to you, and that is prayer, okay? And by you asking, and let me say one other thing. This is a real important statement I need to make. And we'll get into nothing else. I want to make this statement right here. It can be found over there in Matthew 12 and 10. Jesus said, and behold, there was a man which he had hand withered away. They asked him, saying, is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath day that they might accuse him? Now, I said that for this reason. You got people who want to teach a lot of traditional stuff. The scripture I'm looking for, okay, here it is. Here. It's Matthew 7. That was another one. So I want you to read this at the Messenger Bible, Pastor. This is what I want you all to actually hear. Matthew 7, and I'm going to do verses 10 and verses 11. Could went to 9. I think we'll go to 9 now. Who or what man is there of you who asks his son bread, will give him a stone, Or if he asks, fish will give him a serpent. The 11th verse reads as follows. If ye then, being evil, knows how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to them that ask him?
Thank you, Lord. Amen, amen. From the Message Bible, if your child asks for bread, do you trick him with sawdust? If he asks for fish, do you scare him with a live snake on his plate? As bad as you are, you wouldn't think of such a thing. You're at least decent to your own children. So don't you think the God who conceived you in love be even better? Amen.
That's my point. That's my point. If you know how to give a good gift, and you're a mother, you're a father, why y'all make you think God brings the storm, the hurricane? That's not God. That's the God of this world. That's what he does. That's the stuff we have to fight against. Excuse me.
Yeah.
Storm. Now, you know how to give a good gift. Why would you think God would do that? You wouldn't do that to your child. I don't think you would you?
Nope.
He asked you why you think God is like that? I was talking to a young lady. She was talking about, oh, God brought this on me, and God ain't brought those things on you. The devil, I'm going to call it what it is, your adversary, he's the one bringing these things to you. God is a God who gives good gifts. You don't know God as a father if you don't know that. If you think God using us, that's tradition, brothers and sisters. That's not who God is. God is a loving God. He cares for you. That's why he said, hey, bring it to me. Lay your cares upon me because I care for you. First Peter 5. God loves you more than you could ever imagine. But he didn't put this stuff on you. So what we got to do is use our tools. And one of them is prayer. And so we're going to talk about that this week. We're going to talk about, above all, take the shield of faith. Yeah, I want to tell you, if you ask him, you're going to receive it. God have no other choice but to back up his word. He said, they're the one that has to receive it. And he that seeketh, find it. And to him that knock, God said, I'm going to open the door for you. He's not shutting up anything. He's not giving God to the giver. If you seek, you don't find it.
Amen.
His word. Pray according to the word of God. That's one of the things that brings results. So probably tomorrow we're going to get into this, talking about the things that brings results to a Christian prayer life. See, prayer that brings results must be based on God's word. It starts with the answer, which is the word of God. Remember John 15:7, you have to live in the word and the word live in you. And yes, it is conditional. All this mess about, you know, God is, you know, if you just do this and do that. No, it's conditional, brothers and sisters. And we're going to talk about that this week. Because prayer is, asking God is conditional. If you don't ask, you don't get it. That's conditional. It ain't going to just automatically happen. Because, and let me tell you, you got to believe. Believing is receiving. Means if you believe it, you're going to act on it. And another thing we're going to talk about, and I know we ran a little bit over, but you got to hold on to that confession. Once you try, your faith is tried, that's when you got to hold on. Refuse to allow doubt and fear to enter your consciousness. You know, I'm going to be honest with you. When you're going up against a giant, you can allow fear. If you're playing the number one team and you might be 12th place or 20th place, you can't let fear take over. You can't let doubt take over. You'll never get nothing accomplished because you'll be fighting against doubt and unbelief. And you can't get nothing done Because the enemy, I just showed you, he's your adversary. He's going to make sure. See, the other thing, too, the devil want to control your mind. Yeah. When God wants to control it with the word of God, that's why he wants you to dwell in it. Because if you're in him, he's in you. And then you have that assurance. That's what's awesome about this lesson done this week, is you're going to know that God is with you every step of the way. So when doubt does creep in, and it will creep in, believe me, that's one of the tools of Satan. Satan a lie. He's a liar. That's one of his biggest tools. He can get some places with lies he tells. If he got Adam and Eve out of the garden, he can get some places with some lies that told. So we got a lot to cover this week. So meanwhile, we're going to agree to keep Evangelist Sharon before the Lord. Okay.